people come to 357 in regards to looking for sex, but everybody's purpose or view on sex is different. So every single person look for something different.
That it was such a social environment, I think people were blown away by the fact that they could sit upstairs, listen to a piano player and chat with each other and have a drink.
That was Luke and Ty, the owners of 357, arguably the largest gay sauna in Australia. For a long time, sex has been something people avoid talking about, but places like 357 changed that, creating space for connection, expression, and safe experiences. Now, we're opening that conversation up again. This is the 357 Sex in the City podcast, coming soon.